This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 40 of We're 40.
Wow.
Normally we'd be throwing a party and pretending that life really does begin today, but it doesn't. We're a decrepit podcast.
Wearing cardigans now. Yeah. And still trying to have sex with teenagers. Well, I can only speak for Simon there.
I don't wear cardigans.
Good.
How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. I spent the weekend in Cardiff. It was Welsh.
And wet.
Well, it was weird because I had a gig at the Chapter Arts Centre and that was fun. And then after that, we stayed up late watching very bad TV, including a show called Guilty, which was about this very middle-class version of Jerry Springer or Trisha. We had middle-class people going on, and it was from 1993, so they're all in power suits. And the presenter, who is a Sunday columnist for one of the papers like the Daily Mail, but when she was young and really lacking charm and charisma, in a big red suit so she looked like a nose. That took me to about 4 a.m. and then I fell asleep, and then I woke up again at about 9, and then I went for food, and then I went back to sleep in the afternoon and watched Snuffbox.
Is Snuffbox funny? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it is actually. It's one of those good TV things which you're thinking, oh, this is going to be a bit irritating, but mainly because, what's its name? Matt Berry, is that right?
Yeah.
His voice is just amazing.
Except when he's talking normally. He's got quite a high-pitched, whiny voice normally.
Sounds like you.
Yeah.
He just sounds like an authoritative 1920s gentleman.
So did you get a paper?
I did. You got a paper too, though. What did you get?
I got the Mirror.
Oh, dear.
Because you said we should have a tabloid off this week.
I thought you'd get something interesting, Simon. The Mirror. Why did you go for the Mirror?
The honest reason is because on the front page it had a headline saying that Richard and Judy were about to split up. But as I suspected, it turned out they meant just the TV show, not the marriage.
I've been waiting for that for ages. Well, I got the world-renowned Sunday Post.
The what?
Sunday Post.
I've got to write that down because I'm not going to remember it. Sunday... What's the Sunday Post?
Well... Here it is.
Yeah, like I can see it.
Well, it's the Sunday Post. I basically picked it up because you get a free bestseller for every reader. So that's pretty good. You've got to send away for it. That's still pretty good. You can get, you know, Daniel Steele Ransom. I think it's mainly Scottish. It doesn't have any dropout supplements, but it has like family and gardening and stuff at the back. So it is a Sunday supplement paper. And I didn't realise it was Scottish. So... I'm going to have to do the Scottish paper without doing a Scottish accent, because if I do an accent, I lose, don't
yes,
I?
Yes, that's correct. That is
Simon's rules, despite my 11 bonus points thus accumulated so far, which prove that I win. Some of it might not work in translation, though, so we will see what happens. Are you ready, Simon? Are you ready for the offing?
Yeah.
Let's crack this shit open.
Let's cut things out and keep them.
We did a song last time for Cut Out and Keep.
Cut Out and Keep.
Yeah, you're going to do a jingle and everything.
Oh.
You're going to be all cool and fun. And once again, you disappoint us all.
If I were queen for the day, .. If Christopher Biggins were in charge, he'd shake things up. And it's got a picture of Christopher Biggins dressed as the Queen.
Of course.
On a coin, looking over his shoulder, going, ooh.
Nice.
Subtle.
I've got a picture of Alan Rickman on a coin.
Right. He's written 10 things he'd do if he was in charge. I'm not sure why they think the Queen is in charge.
Yeah, it's a bit odd that. Well, she's head of state, head of the army and head of the church. So she's quite important.
She's a figurehead.
Yeah, but you know.
So rule one, I would have all roadworks banned. From the
really?
Whole of the M25 inwards, because he's fed up with people digging up roads.
Right.
He also said he would give everyone in the country £10,000 out of his own pocket.
But that's pointless.
This is the best one. I would ensure all the trains worked properly all weekend. Maybe I'd introduce an eighth day of the week in which to fix them so as not to interrupt commuters.
So I wouldn't add an extra day of the week, but I'd have an extra 2 hours a day. And ideally, 1 hour before supper and 1 hour after supper.
But then wouldn't like midday fall at just random points of the Earth cycle every day?
Yeah, what's the point? I never get up, you know, when the sun comes up and goes to bed when the sun goes down, so why the shit should anyone else?
I would also produce a royal range of products in M&S.
They've got Prince Charles or Duchy biscuits. That's not even trying.
So that's what I'm cutting out and keeping, is a very obvious reference to Christopher Biggins being gay and a fundamental misunderstanding of how our society works.
That's beautiful. I have, well, the things I'm going to cut out and keep, because you don't get these in enough papers. I've got cartoons.
Oh, no.
Genuine cartoons, right?
Which ones?
But I'm going to do a mini article or philosophical. Which of these are genuine cartoons appearing in the Scottish Sunday Post? Mm-hmm. So Hamish or Woolley. So it's spelled O-O-R-W-U-L-U-E. So Woolley. I'm not allowed to do an accent.
No, that's true.
And the Bruins. That's not me doing an accent. It's spelled B-R-O-O-N-S, the Bruins. So Hamish or Willie or the Bruins. Which one have I made up?
The Bruins.
No, I made up Hamish.
Oh, I thought that was a bit obvious.
I'll read you a bit of or Woolley.
Okay, read me a bit of that one.
Wars Woolley. I'm doing the introduction because it's Ouch and Schnoogel Women's Week. Jings, Woolly in a skirt. Wits happening, tay the world. Ack, it's teacher's fault. She had this gid idea. So I thought we would all swap roles, girls and boys be girls, in the words of Burns. We could all see ourselves as ithers see us. Ah, did a, this sounds o, this at a. How's it going, Eck? I mean Ekina, it's Erica, and it's going fine. Nobody bullies me for being wee name mayor.
I don't know why it reminds me of it, but it reminds me of the website where you get the Garfield strip, where they've taken out what Garfield says. So it's just John talking to himself.
And going mad.
Yeah. The best one's where it's just three panels of John sat next to Garfield, and then suddenly goes, I'm not boring! It reminds me far too much of my own life.
Yeah, no, they're really cool. They're just like cartoons, like you're meant to have. And at the bottom it says, why do ye suppose has the biggest red nose? ? Next week. So you have to get the Sunday Post next week. But I think the best thing about this paper is actually the readers. The readers don't write in. You know, normally in a Sunday newspaper, you get them commenting on previous stories. Mm-hmm. Well, these readers just write in about whatever. Like Agnes Wood from Bolton says, I'd like to wish my husband Leslie a happy anniversary on the occasion of our diamond wedding on Thursday.
In a Sunday paper.
In a Sunday paper, so like, Big Bang didn't face his shell-shocked professor. As a student of Belfast Technical College, I was involved in testing and research for the textile industry. Once I was holding a gas jar of oxygen and hydrogen covered with a heavy linen cloth, and as part of the experiment, I'd introduced the lighted taper. As it caught fire, it was supposed to make a sound like a firecracker, but something went wrong and it let out a booming explosion. All around me was screaming and ducking. I jumped back several feet in shock and can even hear the lab windows rattling. I looked to see my hands were still there and so relieved to find them intact that I was unharmed. People rushed to see if I was okay, but my main concern was the welfare of my old professor who had suffered shell shocks during the war. And it turns out it was absolutely fine. He was fine. And that's the end of the story. And that's like one of the key letters. My favourite letter, though, is blow it out. As students, we were convinced our history teacher was oblivious to what went on in the room. He'd walk in, deliver the set lecture, close his notes and walk out without catching anyone's eye. One morning, we decided to place a lighted candle on his desk to see if he'd comment. He came in as usual, gave his lecture and made no reference to the burning candle. At the end, he closed his notes as usual, walked to the door and turned to say, "The student who's 1 year old today may now blow out his or her candle." That's from G. Slodham in Dundee. It's just lovely.
I think our readers should send in just random stories to us.
If you have a really good story, send it in to sundaypodcast@hotmail.com and we will read it out. But it has to be as good as that. Can't just go, this week I had the same week as I've had for the last 25 years. That won't do. You have to have an interesting thing happen.
Now, I have to say, I think I win Cut Out and Keep the Sweet.
What, just because you do a sexual innuendo and Christopher... you can't beat cartoons. I'm sorry. You can't beat
Well, that's true. I think we should start a campaign, bring back the Fun Day Times.
Oh, blimey. David McMillan, sorry, leaves you his phone number at the bottom of this.
His actual phone number.
A reunion for ex-members of the company section of the 120th Glasgow Company, the Boys Brigade, is planned for the new feature. To be a part of it, get in touch. I might do that.
I don't think you win because you can stalk some random person.
Not random person. That's not a random person. That's like somebody who fought for Britain and the Queen and, you know.
He didn't fight for Christopher Biggins. Elf, then, I've got a little box that says, does it work? And it's the Lady Care from Boots. And here it goes. The claim is a magnetic device that's clipped onto underwear to help balance mood and alleviate the symptoms of menopause without drugs. They've done a real scientific study by giving it to Leslie Bates, 49, from Cambridge, who wore it in her pants.
Right.
So she wore this plastic device in her pants that cheered her up.
Well, yeah.
So she says this magnetic device that she put in her pants, it has a telling shape to it, cheered her up.
As a telling shape, as in you think it's something the Victorian doctors would use to cure hysteria, that sort of device?
I don't know what that is. What's that?
That would be one of those steam-powered vibrators.
Yeah, it's one of those, essentially, but it's still saying that magnets have somehow cured the menopause. But I don't think that's true somehow. A recent study found it reduced 60% of the symptoms like hot flush and loss of libido.
You're basically just enjoying the idea of middle-aged women wearing...
Love it.
Vibrations.
Yeah, and try to pass it off as some sort of medical study, yeah.
Well, yes, it's not a medical study, but you would know all about medical studies, loving, what was it, grow your own drugs.
Oh, shut up. No, I didn't love it. I gave it the benefit of the doubt and then I watched it and wanted to vomit all over my HDTV, which is, makes it really good quality vomit.
Yeah, I mean, you can see all of the bits. This is from Family Matters, and it says about this seven-year-old has never eaten a meal. It's this kid called Tyler, who had complications at birth, where he was born with his umbilical cord wrapped around his neck, and that caused him to have a lung collapse and that sort of thing. And he was in and out of hospital when he was a baby. But he's always been vomity, and therefore, when he was a kid, they put a tube down his nose to feed him through. And at seven now, he's got a tube direct to his stomach. But there's nothing medically wrong with him. He just fears food.
Scared of food?
Yeah. He's never had what you would call a meal, but he has tried some solids. The most he's ever eaten was a small teaspoon of Ready Breck or mashed potato. It's entirely psychological because he would drink an occasional bottle of high-calorie milk by mouth. And that was until he got it into his head that the milk was no longer the same. Because the company that made the milk changed the logo label. And they didn't change the contents, but he thinks that it doesn't taste the same. So he refused to eat it. A lot of children are suffering from anorexia, bulimia and compulsive overeating. There is a hint in this article that it's somewhat to do with the media reporting on it and paying so much attention to food as the only thing that causes a disease. Because a healthy lifestyle, yeah, it'll mean you live a bit longer, maybe. Well, it will, unless you get another disease. You know, it's not the be-all and end-all, and we're acting like it is. And as a result, lots of people are getting problems, according to this. Anyway, it's quite interesting.
I had a conversation with a woman this week who thinks that the vaccination she had as a child is the reason why she can only get a job as a cleaner.
That is true.
So I bit my tongue and now I can't talk.
I got vaccinated and the very next day I had a lollipop, so vaccines are good.
Vaccines cause lollipops.
Yeah.
That's a good response, actually. Every child who gets a vaccine also gets a lollipop. Vaccines cause lollipops.
Polio, you get that on a sugar lump, and that's good.
No, that's polos.
No, it's polio.
Oh, polio.
Oh, polio. It's the little vaccine with the hole.
Let's play Article or Farcical.
Yeah!
Damn it with cheese.
Yeah, damn it with cheese and a side order of whoop-ass.
Well, I don't want whoop-ass.
Cheese and whoop-ass gives you nightmares.
And a sore bottom.
And a sore bottom. I woke up with a sore bottom.
You woke up with a sore bottom.
No, I can't back that up. I had a horrible dream. On this week's QI, John Sessions did a rather excellent impression of Alan Rickman, which caused me to have very, very, very wrong dreams about John Sessions. And I'm not really fully recovered.
See, now I've got images in my head that I don't need. I'm going to have dreams about John Sessions tonight.
Seriously, watch it, you will.
No, but see, I don't have a thing for Alan Rickman's voice.
Yeah, but you do. Because everyone has a thing for Alan Rickman's voice. It's an amazing voice. And John Sessions doing it, it just seems wrong. And I feel dirty.
What? That doesn't mean I'm going to feel dirty.
Yeah, you will.
Right, fine.
If you had a chance to, you know, make sweet love with Alan Rickman, you would. Just to piss me off.
Well, there is that, but then that just implies that I'm spiteful.
Anyway, Simon, enough of your sexual fantasies. Let us please carry on with this week's article or farcical taken from the Scottish Sunday Post. And I must say, the Sunday Post has the most interesting and worldwide and just like the most fascinating articles you can possibly imagine. So, number one, why are Scotland's roads dug up so often? That's in the supplements.
That reminds me of Father Ted.
There are 430 different sets of works in Glasgow alone.
Right, okay.
Then I've got globe-trotting nanny living the life of luxury. Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting article. Right there.
Then
I've got another article, which is how to complain.
How to complain.
Yeah. Do you ask for the manager or do you ask for the sous chef in a restaurant? Ooh. You ask for the manager.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, Simon, is this an article or is it a farcical? Is it from the Sunday Post or have I made it up? Tea doesn't have to be brown and boring.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It can't be red and interesting, can it?
Anyway, Simon, you have to decide. Of those four articles I just read out, which one is the farcical? Which one have I made up? Which one would never be in the Sunday Post?
Well, just before we started recording, I was whinging that I finished my tea and that it was a bit annoying that I didn't have a cup of tea. I think you just pulled that one out of your bottom. I think you thought, oh, tea. Oh, yeah. But I'm wrong. So, I don't really care about nannies or whether or not they globetrot in luxury style. Unless it's the nanny globetrotters who are like a really different version of the Harlem globetrotters. And they put their basketballs under their hats.
It's literally just an article about this nanny who's gone on holiday and it shows pictures of her on holiday.
Is the nanny particularly famous?
No.
It's not Nanny from the Muppet Babies. No. You don't only just see her lower legs.
No, it's just a nanny.
Oh. How to complain, I like the sound of that, so I'm going to say that's an article. Nanny Luxury is an article, Roads Dug Up or Tea. I'm saying tea is the farcical.
So, Roads Dug Up or Tea, you're going with tea, not roads. I'm just going to take a nice swig of my tea. Oh, yes, it's Earl Grey. So, let's decide. Readers, have you decided the same as Simon? Perhaps you disagree. Write in and tell us. Quickly, because I'm about to read out the answers. Right, okay, so the first one was, why are Scotland's roads dug up so often? This is an article. The most common reason for roads being dug up is to replace road surfaces which have worn out and lighting columns which have come to the end of their useful life. So, next one I've got is globetrotting nanny.
Yeah.
And that is an article.
Yeah,
well,
of course it is.
Well, so you're left with tea doesn't have to be brown and boring. Or how to complain.
Hang on, didn't I say last week if I win this week I'd streak?
That is true, you did.
Oh, damn.
So fear not, readers. Simon's genitals are remaining covered. He got it wrong. Tea doesn't have to be brown and boring. That is a genuine article in the Sunday Post. And how to complain, I made up.
Ah!
Phew. Oh, yeah.
At least I didn't have to get nads out.
That ends Simon's winning streak of two. So...
Rock on. Your letters then. Well, I always say that. It would be quite nice if we got a letter, but to be honest, I don't particularly want to publish my address on the internet.
Aww. Why not? We could do a P.O. Box thing.
Yes.
But we need to get one.
Yeah. Just send it to P.O. Box 27 and we'll see a load of people get your letter from our readers.
I think we should do letter campaigns at people, but nice ones. So we'll find someone to do a letter campaign to, like my granny, and send her really nice cards.
So if you want to send a card to...
No, it's a bad idea. Bad idea. Because people won't believe it'll be my genuine granny. And my granny will just be, what exactly is...
A bastard podcast.
Right, I got a Dear Izzy for you.
Oh, yeah?
Dear Izzy, my boyfriend and I haven't had sex for a year. We don't talk much, and I think I've fallen out of love. Should I leave him?
Who's that from?
Paula.
Doesn't she say where she's from?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
You know her, don't you?
No.
Is this your girlfriend?
No.
Okay.
I'm single and loveless.
Well, you're loveless. Doesn't mean you're single. Anyway, Paula, no, never leave him. He's probably the only chance you'll have for intimacy and closeness. So you must stay with him forever. And if you ever, ever think you've fallen in love with somebody else, never go for that, because that will only lead to possible happiness. And happiness is a bad thing, because if you're happy, you can get sad, whereas if you're sad, you can only get happy. Now, off.
It's a wonderful philosophy.
I've been tweeted quite a lot about the podcast these days.
Oh, I'm not joining Twitter as much as you bother me about it. I was so bored this week. I went to the front page of Twitter, spent about a minute looking at it, staring at the Join Now button, eventually clicked the Join Now button, saw the registration form, spent another minute or two wondering if I should fill it in, and then navigated back to Google. That's how boring my life is.
Jolly good. Well, Goatboy37 correctly identified previous quotes as PlayStation games to Abe's Odyssey. So he gets a bonus point.
Yeah.
You've got 10 more to catch up with me, Goatboy37. Also, he did the nice thing of recommending the podcast to a friend. And if you all did that, my goodness. So carry on doing that. And we had another message this week from Abraham Coonan. And he says he wants to know, when I say that you look like a fish, Simon, he wants to know exactly the fish. He guessed at a turbot.
I do not look like a turbot.
I think you do.
I looked up a turbot on Google. Right, because I was really bored. And I stared at an image of a turbot for a few minutes and I thought, no, I don't look like a turbot. I don't. I look like a trout.
Did you try flipping the image? Because it could be like, you know how you don't think you look like your own mirror image if you don't flip it round?
Are you saying I look like a turbot's ass?
Well, no. To be honest, if I had to describe Simon's physique, it's more of a chub.
Thanks very much.
Either that or one of those goldfish with the big floaty cheeks.
In the aquarium in London, they've got these amazing fish in a tank on a tabletop. And you walk up to the tank and you can see these fish all come towards you to be petted. They swarm at you to be petted. And they kind of backstroke and pull their heads out of the water to be petted. I'm one of those. I'm needy.
Well, no, you're not one of those, because they look quite sleek, whereas you're more like one of those, like, you know, puffer fish. If you take them out of the water, they sort of like go... That's what you kind of look like.
Yeah, so thanks everyone for all your lovely comments about me looking like a fish. If you want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
You can Facebook us and tweet me, not Simon, because he's rubbish. The address is twitter.com/ISZI_Lawrence. Also, be very careful. If you do add Simon as a friend on Facebook or join our Facebook group, Sunday Supplement, do be careful not to overfeed Simon on fish flakes, because he will end up rising to the surface and might accidentally get flushed down the toilet.
Section with no name, then.
Extras.
Well, no. I'm not calling it extras. I refuse to call it extras.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
We'll call it the supplemental supplement supplemental supplement.
Go on, then. What have you got?
Oh, I've got to start. Okay, well, I don't know what you're about to talk about, so I can't really counter it with anything. How about Pets Corner?
Go on, then.
My husband and I have a boisterous son, age 2, which is quite a promising start. In the sense
it's not
that
a pet.
I thought they meant that was the pet. But they're just wondering if they should get a dog. And there's a picture of a dog literally licking a toddler in the lips.
I am pack leader.
You're not
I am pack leader.
Leader.
I am pack leader.
Pack leaders are Kayla.
I am pack leader. Curiosity will always get the better of cattle. Down on the Farm by Brian Henderson. An old acquaintance of my father's always advised his fellow farmers to breed cattle that were calm and mild-mannered, and sheep that were as wild as possible. Investigations carried out abroad have showed that calm, mild-mannered cattle perform better than their nervous, flighty and jumpy cousins in terms of the amount of meat they produce and the quality of its flavour.
What, it says that they're a bit more slothful and lazy?
Yeah, and it basically is a noise about how to get cattle out of a field. And your best option is to leave the gate open and they'll go out of their own accord. However, if you try and usher them out and, you know, round them, they won't go. And also, this is what my dad does when he's in a field, right? If you want to investigate a cow, if it looks injured or anything, not that my dad actually investigates cows. My dad just does this for fun. But just go into a field, lie down and go, and make a noise. Try not to move, and they'll just come over because they'll be really curious. And they'll start licking your shoes and your face with their sandpaper-like tongues. If you happen to see me by my farm and see me lying on the middle of a field of... Now, he says of coos, spelled C-O-O-S. So that's not an accident.
Okay.
Don't think I'm having a quick kip or phone for the men in the white coats. I'll be using reverse psychology on my coos, waiting for them to sneak up on me so I can get a good look at them. Honest. On the same page, though. Well, actually, it's not on the same page, because that's page 38, which is linked to page 43, by the way of its printing, and I've just disassembled my paper. But it's got In Your View, and instead of having, like, you know, a review section of all the different things of the week, they have people writing in. Yeah. So, you know, you've got songs of praise. What a pleasure it was to listen to so many beautiful hymns being sung one after the other. The programme is a joy. That's Mrs. Faye Maguire from Cardenden.
I really liked the news last week. It was a succession of factual-based interludes. Like...
Christianity, a history. Sherry Blair explored reasons for the decline of the church attendance in Europe. Comparisons with the increase in worship in the United States were interesting. See Sylvester from Todd Morden.
See, that just... demonstrates how pointless reviews are.
Wild at heart. Very enjoyable watching the animals, especially the big cats. Gene Dennis from Carmonic.
See, I think I win that section too.
I don't think you do.
No, you're right, I don't.
This episode of Sunday Supplement was once again quite predictable. That's from I. Lawrence from Whitney. I couldn't believe Isabel won again. From I. Lawrence from Whitney. I dropped my pencil.
I. Lawrence, Whitney. Time to decide who has the superior supplements, then.
Stop giggling, arsehole.
It's quite funny that you just spent 5 minutes telling me something that you thought I was recording.
I was being entertaining for our readers, and you had repressed the record button. You're a swine, sir. A swine.
I hadn't said we'd started recording.
You intimated it.
No, I didn't. I think I win this week. By a mile. And you have to admit that I win by a mile. But I'm going to give you kudos for picking quite an interesting paper. So you have a choice. You can either win or you can have a bonus point. But you can't have both.
I'll win.
You'd rather win than have a bonus point.
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you win, you win. Bonus points are just another way to annoy you. But I've already got 11 of them and you haven't got any. Goatboy37 has got more bonus points than you, Simon.
Do you still rather have the win?
Yeah. Anyway, I've done a paper we have never done before. I do really beautiful, lovely stories.
Such as what?
The candle on the professor's desk.
I had a menopausal woman with a vibrator in her pants.
You know, Christopher Biggins dressed as a queen.
I am clutching at straws, to be honest. I didn't really have that much in my paper, but I do genuinely believe it was better than your paper.
I genuinely don't.
We're going to have to solve this somehow.
Well, you will solve it. I'll win. How about that? We could have a vote.
A vote?
Yeah, we could, like, do a vote.
What, between the two of us?
Yeah.
All right, then. Who votes that Izzy should win?
Me.
Right, and who votes that Simon should win?
No one. That's it.
Right, so the paper you should have bought by unanimous popular decision was the Sunday Post.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, join us next week. We'll be doing more papers. Quite an established format by now. It's not like next week we're going to be doing the telly. Well, there aren't any supplements on the telly, are there?
Doctor Who Confidential.
Yeah, I don't think the BBC would license us to talk about that.
Okay.
If you want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
I haven't had any hate mail this week. We've only had nice things.
Yeah, so keep sending the hate mail.
Thanks very much for all the happy, nice things that people send, but hate mail is good too.
Well, I think me being called a turbot was quite hateful.
I don't. I mean, the turbot's an all right fish.
You can dig us on our website at www.sundaysupplement.com.
No apostrophe.
No apostrophe.
And you can listen to us on iTunes. You can tweet me on Twitter. And you can basically just, you know, get in touch, people. You know, get in touch. We love hearing from you. And we respond occasionally, don't we, Simon?
Every now and again, yeah.
He does all the time. He's a very lonely man. Anyway, will you please give it up? big standing ovation for your winner this week, Izzy Lawrence.
Boo.
Yay.
Boo. Boo.
Yay.
Boo.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Our theme tune